Agenda item number two, permits for projects over 500,000 with no objections from the public and a staff recommendation for approval. These are so-called page two items. I believe there are four of them, Mr. Watkinson.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
We have four page two items this month. We have subjected these projects to our public interest review. We have received no objections. And for these cases, staff has recommended approval with the conditions that I will mention as I go through each item. The first item of the page two items is Surrey County. They request authorization to construct a marina facility consisting of four floating T-head piers, extending a maximum of 160 feet channelward of mean low water, an associated access pier, finger piers, decks, and gangways to accommodate 44 wet slips, electric and water service, a gas diesel fueling station, and boat sewage pump-out station in Grays Creek at the end of Marina Drive in Surrey County. In this case, staff recommends approval with a time-of-year restriction between February 15 and June 30 for any pile driving to protect anadromous fish species and the use of wooden pile cap cushions, bubble curtains, and ramp-up techniques should impact hammers be needed for the installation of hollow steel piles. Item 2B, Prince William Marina, is requesting authorization to remove three stationary timber piers. They are referred to as Pier J, K, and L docks, containing 97 wet slips, and install three floating aluminum piers extending a maximum of 371 feet channelward of mean low water with maximum 80-foot wide T-heads and containing 94 wet slips. A sanitary sewer pump pipeline will remain on J dock, and fuel pumps will remain on L-dock. A 10-foot by 20-foot roof structure will be added to the channelward end of L-dock to house fuel pump equipment. The project is located in the Occoquan River, immediately upriver of the Interstate 95 crossing, adjacent to upland properties situated at 12849 Gordon Boulevard in Prince William County. In this case, staff recommends approval with a time-of-year restriction between February 15 and June 30 for any pile driving to protect anadromous fish species and the use of wooden pile cap cushions, bubble curtains, and ramp-up techniques should impact hammers be needed for the installation of hollow steel piles. Item 3C, or 2C, Marine Oil Service requests authorization to replace an existing deteriorated industrial timber pier and wharf with a 20-foot wide by 120-foot long industrial concrete pier and a 20-foot wide by 140-foot long wharf along the Elizabeth River at the Marine Oil Service Facility located at 1421 South Main Street in the city of Norfolk. In this case, staff recommends approval with a royalty of $12,000 for the encroachment over 6,000 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $2 per square foot. And item 2D, Dominion Virginia Power, request authorization to rebuild the existing Line 51 transmission line that crosses the Elizabeth River from the end of Lansing Street and the end of Lovett Avenue in the city of Norfolk. Staff recommends approval with a royalty in the amount of $4,500 for the encroachment over 1,500, and that should be linear feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Are there any questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on these matters, either pro or con? Anybody? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matters before the commission, the matters are before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to
Mr.
Approve.
Erskine.
I'll let him do it first.
Mr. Erskine.
Motion to accept staff recommendation to approve page two items 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D as submitted.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. These four projects are approved. Thank you, sir.